Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of January 22, 2024. A New Jersey man pleads guilty to terrorism for an anti-Semitic rampage. A Wisconsin man was arrested 4 years after posting a DIY chemical weapon video. A heavily armed man fires shots inside a Canadian city hall, and violent extremism is on the rise among veterans. Let's get into these stories. A man who committed 7 violent anti-Semitic attacks during a day-long rampage in 2 New Jersey municipalities in 2022 pleaded guilty to 1 count of terrorism on January 24th. Following 2 separate violent incidents in Jackson and Lakewood, 28-year-old Dion Marsh of Manchester told investigators he wanted a, quote, bloodbath, and that Hasidic Jews are the real devils, end quote. The assaults began in the early afternoon of April 8, 2022, when Marsh injured 3 Orthodox Jewish men in separate incidents by hitting them with a stolen vehicle. Police also received a call around 5:30 p.m. from a father who said that a man matching Marsh's description tried to grab and pull his son into the car. Shortly before 7 p.m., Marsh exited the vehicle in Lakewood and stabbed a 4th victim in the chest with a serrated kitchen knife. Police arrested Marsh later that evening at his home, where he was lying in bed and holding a machete. Prosecutors indicted Marsh on 32 counts, including state terrorism charges, attempted murder, bias intimidation, attempted kidnapping, and other crimes. He also faces federal hate crime charges. The New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness assisted with the investigation. The FBI arrested a Wisconsin man in December 2023, 4 years after he posted a do-it-yourself chemical weapon video tutorial on Facebook. James Morgan posted the video in November 2019 with instructions on how to produce an acid gun that would spray sulfuric acid at targets and potentially disfigure or seriously injure victims. The federal government has been familiar with Morgan since 2019 after a family member told agents he was, quote, extremely racist and had extreme disdain, end quote, for law enforcement. Since 2019, federal authorities allege that Morgan posted similar videos on assembling other weapons, including additional types of acid throwers and flamethrowers. The FBI also obtained chats on Gab, a social network associated with the far right, where Morgan was discussing using chlorine gas on any government agents who came to his home. The FBI has not yet disclosed the reasoning behind the 4-year delay in Morgan's arrest. Police arrested a heavily armed man who fired a gun and threw a Molotov cocktail inside Edmonton City Hall in Alberta, Canada on January 23rd. The incident, which occurred at the same time as a city council meeting, forced a sudden evacuation and a lockdown of the building. Authorities believe the suspect, 28-year-old Bizani Savar, who worked as a security guard, acted alone during the attack. Savar, armed with a high-capacity long gun, began shooting at random after he entered the city hall through a parking garage, according to local law enforcement. From the second floor, he also threw a Molotov cocktail, which caused a small fire outside an elevator on the first floor. In addition to the gun, Savar had several other incendiary devices that officers described as Molotov cocktails. Police, without revealing a connection to the crime, are investigating a social media video in which a man makes a series of rambling complaints about society before embarking on an unspecified mission. An unarmed city security guard initially detained the shooter until police arrived. Veterans' involvement with violent extremism is on the rise, according to a recent report by the Institute for Defense Analyses. The report, commissioned and recently released by the U.S. Department of Defense, also notes that violent extremism is not widespread among active U.S. military members. The report suggests that anecdotal accounts of service members involved in violent extremist events create a false impression that violent extremism is a more significant issue than is the case. The accounts often fail to differentiate between current service members and veterans, a demographic found to participate in violent extremism at higher rates. Extremist organizations have been known to target veterans as they separate from service and transition to civilian life, the report states. Former service members can be particularly vulnerable to extremist organizations that appear to offer a continuation of the camaraderie and shared identity and connectedness that individuals experienced while serving in uniform, end quote. While the study found that there are no more violent extremists in the military than in the overall population, racism and sexism are ongoing problems in the U.S. Armed Forces. The Defense Department authorized the study following a recommendation from a Pentagon working group formed in the aftermath of the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.